Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What's up, guys? It's Candace Dillard-Bassett.
And I'm Michael Arsenault. And this is Undomesticated.
We're putting it all on the kitchen table and inviting you to the function. Follow and listen to Undomesticated, available wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, you're right. Happy Monday afternoon. What is gumbo weather exactly? We always know instinctively what that means when it's gumbo weather, when it's cool enough that you can enjoy a bowl of gumbo in a very specific way, because it's insane to suggest that you can't enjoy gumbo at any time of the year. But here in Southeast Louisiana, we know there's a special kind of weather that's gumbo weather. And I've been trying to keep my eye on this over the last month or so, you know, as the temperatures are going down a little bit. Is it going to be Wednesday morning? When we wake up on Wednesday morning, will that be gumbo weather? Is gumbo weather a number? Or is it, I don't know, like a state of mind almost? You know, because it could be cool enough that it could be gumbo weather, but I don't know if it's like too early in the year on the calendar. Like if we had a cold front, I don't know, in mid-September or something where the high was like 65 or lower, spiritually that can't be gumbo weather. I don't think gumbo weather can really happen until like October or November. But anyway, there's something I'm keeping an eye on. I'd love to hear from you if you know specifically about when gumbo weather is. We have a really busy show today. Like I said in the handoff with Newell there, while most of us are worrying about politics and paychecks, Matthew in Ukraine is fighting for his life every day on the front lines over there against Putin's goons. We'll get caught up with the latest turns in the battlefield, and we'll, of course, continue to examine how what's happening in Ukraine could reshape the future of warfare. And I wish that we talked about this more, not just on this program or on this station, but just as a country of people who would be interested to know, like, the future of combat is here and it's happening, but it's happening kind of far away from us. And very few of us Americans are directly involved in this war. But that's one thing I've always really enjoyed talking to Matthew about, is the drones and the anti-aircraft missiles they got and these sort of, you know, shoulder mounted mortar, I don't know, all these different kinds of things that they've had to invent in order to do more with less, to protect their country, to protect their people, to protect their democracy. They've been really innovative. So they've come up with a lot of really interesting new weapon systems and sort of counterinsurgency. You know, the last time Matthew was on, they had just pulled off this incredible trick where they loaded up a couple train cars full of these like kamikaze drones. And then the train cars went into central Russia, not the borderlands, not the place where there's, you know, shifting borders, but like kind of in the heart of the country. And then at once the train cars all opened up and these drones all flew out and flew away and went and attacked air bases and oil refineries and all sorts of other things, like Operation Spiderweb or something it was called. Speaking of spiderwebs, you can't jam a drone if it's hardwired, right? Like the radio communication systems, Wi-Fi, I don't know, whatever they use to tell drones how to go here and do that. I understand it's not terribly complicated to jam those systems up with some sort of sophisticated broadcast equipment, But if the drone isn't using any wireless technology, then you can't do that. So they're actually using fiber optic cable, very, very just filament, thin wires to tether these drones essentially to, I don't know, a vehicle or an operation center or wherever they've released the drones from. And then once the drones do their job or they get shot out of the sky or whatever, this filament just kind of falls to the ground. And Matthew has shown me photos that he has taken from Ukraine where, you know, the sun rises in the morning and you see this like beautiful glassy spider web across these fallow fields where these drones have been flying missions over and over and over. And then they just drop these cables. It's bonkers. Anyway, so we'll talk to Matthew in just a couple minutes. We'll talk weapons, morale, and what it's really like fighting Putin's army. In the 3 o'clock hour, we'll talk to Jan Moeller. How much exactly will Louisiana be impacted by SNAP running out of money? And what happens if the ACA Obamacare subsidies go away? We can have a conversation about why those subsidies are there in the first place, or, you know, whether or not that's right for Louisiana. But it seems likely, I think, is not that those subsidies will go away and a lot of people are going to lose their health insurance. So let's just talk practically about what that means for us. If these federal programs like SNAP or the health insurance subsidy stops, what does that mean for your family? I know there's a not insignificant amount of people listening to my voice right now who need to be thinking about this, if you're not already. Because these impacts are coming slowly, but they will hit hard when they do eventually land. And Jan Moeller had a great conversation with somebody in the paper, and we'll review that a little bit. But I really want to hear from you about how you're expecting to deal with this if your SNAP money isn't there, or if your ACA is suddenly gone. How are you going to make ends meet? How are you going to help your parents make ends meet, man? If you're somebody who's kind of in my age cohort, you know, 30s, 40s, 50s, and you're taking care of other adults in your life, maybe your parents or grandparents or aunts or uncles, I want to know what this means to you. Do you think Louisiana should step in to cover the gap, or is this Washington's mess to fix? Well, that and much more in the 3 o'clock hour. Of course, at 2 o'clock, we'll do the news bomb. But of course, what everybody really wants to get to today is this discussion about Brian Kelly. Brian Kelly is gone, sacked after the LSU Tigers imploded against Texas A&M over the weekend. They're no longer ranked. They have no chance of making the playoffs. Did LSU pull the trigger too soon? Or was Brian Kelly never the right fit for us? I don't know what I don't know. You know, I'm not a sports expert. I'm not really a sports broadcaster, but I'm a fan. And from my point of view, it looks like maybe this was a bit premature. I know I'm not the only person who thinks that, and there are experts and broadcasters who agree with me. So I don't feel like I'm crazy, like I'm out on an island, like they did this too soon. But I guess that's just the nature of college football, man. It's like, you know, much is given, much is expected, like Bobby says all the time. But I want to know how this is landing for you. Who do you want to see take over? What kind of coach does LSU need right now? And what does this say about LSU's expectations? Is it championship or bust every year? And how does that jive with what we now know about what LSU, you know, what their expectations of themselves are now that they've unloaded their head coach in the middle of the season like this? And if you were at that game, call in and tell us what it was like. I was pretty close to going to that game. I actually had tickets to the LSU-Texas A&M game in hand, and I had planned to go, but then a very good friend of mine, hi Grace, had a birthday party on Saturday night, and I said, I should go to Grace's birthday party instead. And honestly, I'm glad. I would have been really sad to go all the way up to Baton Rouge and make that plan for the weekend and then have it end up like that. My God. So I do really want to hear from you. If you were at that game, call in, let us know what it was like. If you were at the Saints game yesterday, you can also call in and tell me what that was like. Boy, we are really all in it together now, aren't we? Let's go ahead and take a call here. Let's go to Ron the Trucker. Ron, you're on the air. Good afternoon.
Hey, Mr. Hall. Hey, listen.
Hey, all right. Okay, cool guy. Nice. Hi, Ron. What's on your mind?
Hey, man, first of all, I'm from the main world. I live in Memphis now as a Katrina, but, you know, New Orleans steered me all the way.
Cool, man.
Listen at this. Now, I got two things that please let me say, and I'm going to be answering. First of all, let's talk about LSU.
Mm-hmm.
Man, I love LSU, and when I was in high school, I played for St. Augustine back in the day, always watching my coach. I knew about football. I played for all the This is what's wrong with LSU, man. I'm not telling you. Brian Kelly really is a good coach. But the problem now is this. The quarterback, he got Mercer, a good quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
But, man, let me tell you what. When I was playing ball, and we knew that this quarterback could not run. He was not, you know, fast on his feet. And I played for him saying, I was fast. I was like almost 4'2", 4'3", in the 40. But back in them days, we were on the 100-yard dash, and I was 9'5", or 9'4", in the 100. I could fly.
Damn,
I could
dude.
Move.
All right,
I
mean, Ron.
I was a spell, man. And that's the wrong spell. My brother was, too. Now, when you know that this quarterback cannot run, all they're going to do, they're going to put two spies on him. One's going to come in from the left. One's going to come in from the right. One is going to get there because we know he can't run.
Uh-huh.
Mass cannot run. In the SEC, if you cannot be, if you're not a two-tier quarterback and you look at every quarterback that's in the top 10, and, you know, the AP top 10,
yeah.
Every one of them quarterbacks could run. Every one of them. Knox could not run, and he was running hurt. He didn't want to get hit. You could tell where he balled up.
Oh, absolutely. You can see it's written all over him. Yeah.
Yeah, you could tell he was scared. He didn't want to get hit. And I knew how to hit him. I hit because you thought I was Jack Tatum. They used to call me the Wolf Man. I'll knock you away from him. Now, they know that. Brian Kelly, either he was stubborn, a pressure on him when he had to pay enough to call these, you know, they put all the advertising and being a Heisman Trophy candidate and all of this stuff so they can afford to sit him on the bench. So once you put, now you got a 5-tier quarterback on the bench. Now I'm saying that guy can fly too.
Yeah.
They didn't put him in there because they knew once he got in there, Nuss could not get that position back. And the people down the list, man, let me tell you something. I ain't got a racist bone in my body. But the people in the South do not think like they do in the North. If they had to put that 5-tier quarterback in and Nuff hadn't got his job back, they'd been whining about that. So what do you do?
Actually,
you know, the Kelly was a victim of circumstance. Now let's move to the Saints.
Okay, go quick, Ron, because I got to get to my guest here. But, yeah, I do want to hear about the Saints. Go ahead.
Okay, Rallo is a good quarterback.
Yeah.
He was thrown in there with a bunch of people. Nobody knew what the other one was doing. Okay, I'm listening to Bob Abraham last week. Bob already had made his mind up that they shut down. Now, some might be a good quarterback, but they took Rattler out too soon. He had no good receivers. He had no good line. He's running for his life. And I looked at him on the sideline yesterday. I supposed to go to that game myself. I was right there in New Orleans yesterday.
Yeah.
I was supposed to go to the game. Now, how can he be who he want to be,
mm-hmm.
and you have no support whatsoever. They pull him out of there. I'm sorry, the game. Man, what I'm thinking? I'm thinking about yesterday. I'm thinking about 2 weeks ago. Now,
yeah.
Anyway, Rallo was a victim of circumstance. They took him out too soon. He ain't got no support, and that's what it is.
I think you're right, Ron. I think so, too. I was sad to see them bench him yesterday. I don't know. I'd have to dig in on the stats a little bit more, but just as somebody who was watching the game and cheering for the Saints, I thought he was doing okay. I didn't see anything in there that suggested they need to bench him and put Shuck in, although I was excited to see that happen because I wanted to see from Shuck. Anyway, we'll be talking about the Saints and LSU all the rest of the afternoon. I'm lighting up here on the Oakland Art Jewelers Talking Text Line. I will read 100% of the texts that you sent in to me today. I'll reply to as many as I can, and the very best ones I will read on the air, so make them count. We'll step away and take care of some biz. We'll be back with Matthew in Ukraine. I'm Ian Hoke. Stick around on
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What's up, guys? It's Candace Dillard-Bassett, and this is Undomesticated. Follow and listen to Undomesticated, available wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Be well. Matthew in Ukraine is on the live with us. Matthew, thank you for making time today. Nice to speak with you, as always. Where are you at, man?
Oh, I'm at the FOB right now. I sent you the pictures.
Okay, so you're still at the same place you sent me the pictures of last week.
Yes.
And you said at the time that you were going out looking for vegetables.
Yes.
Did
yes,
you find... Did
found
you,
vegetables.
You found some vegetables? What vegetables did you find?
The usual fall vegetables for Ukraine. So we've got beets, carrots, potatoes, and cabbage.
Oh, man. You got any good cooks over there?
Oh yeah, I'm borscht out. Let me just put it that way. I've had borscht.
No,
we've had
borscht.
Three big giant pots of borscht. We've had borscht with beef, borscht with pork, borscht with everything but chicken. So, yeah.
Oh man! All right. I guess just kind of give us what's the top thing you want our audience to know about what's happening in Ukraine right now. It seems like there's a lot to follow in terms of. I don't know, Putin just tested out this, like, nuclear-powered missile. You know anything about those?
Yeah, I mean, the United States had something like that in the 60s, and I think they got away from it just because it was it's not efficient.
It seemed insanely expensive, right? And just, if you're listening and you don't know what we're talking about, it's not a nuclear missile, it's a nuclear-powered missile. So it's not like it's going to deliver a payload, but apparently it's very difficult to shoot down, or at least that's what he's claiming. But that was the first thing I thought. I was like, that seems prohibitively expensive, but what do you think?
It's no more difficult than any other cruise missile, and we usually shoot down quite a few of them, even though a few get through. They usually just overwhelm the air defenses here.
Mm-hmm.
So, we've got some Shaheds headed our way right now. We don't know if they're going to stop over us or just keep going, but mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, go on. What else?
Yeah,
what else is new?
I mean,
you want to tell people?
He says they tested that cruise missile, but I don't believe it.
Yeah,
so that's just me.
No reason for
There's
us
no
to
pictures,
really believe
no
anything
film,
he says.
No video. Yeah, he's a liar.
Well, while we're talking about missiles, are you guys going to get these Tomahawks? What is the feeling on the ground about what the Trump administration is going to deliver in terms of weapons support?
I think some people are fairly positive about eventually getting Tomahawks. I'm more of a cynic. We've got our own missiles. They're called Flamingos. They're based on an older cruise missile design, but they're very effective. We've used them already. Yes, yes, and they're quite effective.
Why do they call them Flamingos?
When they've been used,
I would think. I'm just a radio guy, but if I was going to develop a missile, I'd give it like a badass name. You know, like. Terrapin or something like that. I don't know where you get flamingos
yeah.
from.
I don't know. I didn't name it, but yeah, that's the joke. Is
we have ordered 500 new flamingos from Lockheed Martin. Shaking your boots, Putin. It's like, man, flamingos. Okay.
They say they're manufacturing 10 a day, so we'll see. But look, the Russians are on their heels. We're really mauling them right now with our drones, at the FPV drones. They can't move at all without getting swarmed. Mm-hmm. So, and some things are happening. That's why all of a sudden, you know, Dmitriev shows up in D.C. for talks. But there's nothing to talk about. And most Ukrainians don't want the ceasefire freezing the lines anymore. They feel like, you know, even though they're striking the power infrastructure and, you know, there may not be heat this winter for millions of people, they still yeah, feel like we've got the upper hand.
Say more about that, because I was kind of under the impression that this is a thing that Russia and armed forces had been doing all along, is targeting energy infrastructure in order to make it, you know, particularly uncomfortable for the people of Ukraine to get through those long winters. But is this winter set to really be any different?
Oh, it's going to be a bad one. Yeah. So, yeah, that's that goes without saying. There, the forecast is, you know, I mean, they're basically telling people if you can leave Kyiv, to leave and head west and go somewhere where there'll be heat. The temperature and where we're staying, I mean, we light a fire at night, right? But the temperature drops to like 50 degrees in the house at night. It'll get worse when it's 20 below outside. So, we're geared up for it.
Below,
the kids
Jesus.
That have to go to school, the old ladies,
Yeah.
You know, it's going to be kind of tough. So,
what is the mood among you and your fellow fighters about Western politics right now? Are people following, the continuing debates in the U.S. and around Europe about funding the war, or are you busy just trying to stay alive?
People are following it. You know, you get this perplexed look from people that you run into. Man, what's going on? I don't know, man. I'm focused on what's happening here.
Mm-hmm.
So that's basically what I tell them now, right? It's unfortunate. People here just think the United States, you know, the average person on the street in Ukraine thinks the United States has devolved into some sort of quasi dictatorship. Mm-hmm. They just don't understand it. It's not what they pictured the United States being. But you know, they still think it's a good place and the people are good, and they just think that the politics are very toxic.
So, yeah.
Politics are toxic here as well, right?
Yeah, so, you know, it's everybody's turn in the barrel everywhere. At some point, you know. Lots
right.
of countries have gone through something similar in the last century where, you know, it's like the people are good, the foundation is good, the bones are good, but then there's a movement that comes through and makes you kind of wonder, like, does the product really match the packaging? Matthew, you shared with me a while back, and people always want to know about your family. When you come on the air and you tell us that, hey, man, I picked up from Louisiana and I moved my ass to Ukraine and I don't really intend to leave until the war is over, and I intend to actually stay here after the war is over. And if you don't want to talk about this, that's fine. We'll just steer the conversation somewhere else. Your wife is now in Ukraine with you. I mean, not with you at the FOB, but she's in Ukraine, right?
Correct. So she has moved to Ukraine. So we have pulled up roots, and I've already submitted my paperwork for citizenship because I finished my first 3-year contract. So
yeah.
I was eligible.
Well, yeah. And surely they'll award it to you. I mean, you know all kinds of important people in Ukraine. No issue there. No question.
It's automatic. It just rolls right through. So, yeah.
So what is your wife planning to do? I mean, is she retirement age, or how do you plan to make a life?
She wants to do some. So she has a degree in business, and she basically, first things first, she wanted to teach English. So, and there is a big need for that. She just wants to volunteer. So, I mean, we're not here to make money. We're here to make a difference. So, I make enough money from the armed forces here to live and so we're in good shape. We sold our house, so we got a little nest egg.
Uh-huh.
So we're good.
Well, I guess that begs the question too. It's like, you know, how are you planning for your future? You know, when you talk to, I don't know, I guess we can talk about two different things here. When you talk to civilians who are thinking about their family's future and where are they going to put down roots, maybe they think, you know, maybe we want to leave Ukraine, or, you know, how do you think about buying a house or starting a business or starting a family? What is the kind of emotional texture of those conversations that you have with civilians about, you know, what's next in their lives?
Civilians here.
Yes.
Correct.
Yeah.
Yeah, so they're living, I mean, they're very resilient here. So it's business as usual for them, except sometimes you're miserable because you don't have heat or electricity, or you can't sleep at night because you have to go sit in a shelter if you're in a big city.
Yeah.
Right. Other than that, everyone's going about their business like it's business as usual. It's a little bit of a bureaucracy here to do anything, like starting a business or anything of that nature. Right. It's the same anywhere you go, but I mean, most people most civilians here, when they hear that we have pulled up stakes and moved here, they're like, oh my God, really? Yes. And, they're like, thank you. You know, you're very welcome here. So we haven't gotten any pushback from anyone. And, they're very happy and welcoming for us here. And, they most of them want to help us. So establish ourselves here. So,
if you're just tuning in,
we just want to blend in and fit in.
I'm sure. So. Yeah. If you're just tuning in, my guest is Matthew in Ukraine. Matthew and I kind of struck up a friendship a couple of years ago, and he had first gone out to Ukraine and was a listener of the Scoot on the Air program and WWL, and is texting in, and eventually just invited him and said, hey man, why don't you come on the air and tell us about it? And we become friends. Matthew, I do want to know too, what is the word from some of the cities sort of in the southeast of Ukraine, right? Because we're having conversations. There are conversations about, you know, freezing the line and like adjusting the border of Ukraine to make it smaller so that the Russian occupied territory just becomes officially part of Russia. Well, that includes some towns and cities that we heard a lot about at the beginning of the war. I'm thinking of Luhansk, Mariupol, Melitopol. Is that how you say that? I'm not sure about that last one.
Melitopol.
Is there anything left of those cities? Because I remember those were places where there was sort of a last stand by Ukrainian armed forces, and the Russians were pretty thorough about destroying those places. What is life like
Mariupol,
in those cities?
Right?
Yeah.
That was Mariupol. There are literally hundreds of thousands of unmarked graves there. The Russians killed everybody there that didn't leave. So it is against the constitution of the Ukrainian nation to give up territory to anyone.
Mm-hmm.
So I just don't see that happening. Ceasefire to commence negotiations, yes. Not ceasefire, you can have this territory. Yeah. No, that's not going to happen.
Yeah, I didn't think so either.
I've heard rumblings that, you know, hey, even if there's a peace treaty, there's never going to be peace. So, I think I'll probably end up serving here till I'm physically unable to serve anymore. So
let's say Mariupol, Luhansk, some of these other territories are liberated in the short term future. There will be a sort of discovery process, won't there, when Ukrainian armed forces when they get back into those territories. In my mind, it sounds a bit like, you know, when the Americans arrived at the concentration camps in Germany and Austria and Poland after World War II and just couldn't quite believe what they had found. Is that kind of what's going to happen when we reclaim some of these cities that Russia has destroyed?
We have no idea what
it's like there.
No, we already know. We can see the mass graves on the satellite photos, and we can see them with drones. So, and the graves just expand as they demolish apartment blocks that were damaged and raise everything. They haul the bodies to these mass graves and they bury them. So, It's expected, and it's a war crime. This is going to be the next big war crimes tribunal. It's going to roll out of this war right here.
Well,
hopefully it's effective.
I hope Putin lives long enough to be held accountable. Matthew, we'll take a quick break, and then I got several texts for you on the Oakland Art Jewelers Talking Text Line.
Sure.
We'll let the audience get in here. My guest is Matthew in Ukraine. We'll step away and take care of some business. If you want to find anything out from him, you can shoot me a text or even give me a call, 504-258-8255. 8706 is the Oaken Art Jewelers talk and text line. That's a way to get in touch. We'll be right back with Matthew Newcrane. Stick around. Ian Hoke on WWL.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What's up, guys? It's Candace Dillard-Bassett.
And I'm Michael Arsenault, and this is Undomesticated.
We're putting it all on the kitchen table and inviting you to the function. Follow and listen to Undomesticated, available wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
We're back at it with Matthew in Ukraine. Got a lot of great questions for you, man, on the Oaken Art Jewelers Talking Text Line. Here's a text that says, is there some success in getting Ukrainian children back from Russia?
Man, maybe a few a month is all we're seeing. We're not seeing a whole lot. So, no, I'd say there's no success considering, you know, hundreds of thousands are gone.
Yeah, I feel like I saw a headline about this a couple of weeks ago. The First Lady, I guess, actually had some hand in some sort of program, but I didn't read the whole story. But it seemed to me, based on what I understand about the number of children that were kidnapped, it's a lot. It's going to take a lot more than a little, you know, kind of side hand effort from the First Lady of the United States to repatriate these kids.
Yeah, it's going to take a surrender, an unconditional surrender on the part of the Russians to their acquiescence to return the children.
Here's a text.
And that's a big condition of the peace here, to return the children.
God, I hope so.
Yes.
Ask Matthew, what percentage of the Ukrainian population has left the country, and what is the draft age in Ukraine?
So draft age is, conscription age is 25 to 60.
Really?
Yes.
Why not younger than 25? That seems not.
So you can, that's conscription because they want the younger males. Women can join as well. Right. Mm-hmm. But they want the younger males to be able to go to college, maybe start a family before they get conscripted. So, okay. But there is, the opportunity to join, to enlist from the age of 18.
Yeah, of course.
And if you're over 60, so the cutoff is 60, but you can enlist if you're, you know, so basically if you're 60 and you're in, you can stay in as long as you're physically able to perform.
And what percentage of the population do you think has left the country, if you had to guess?
Oh, you know, it's crazy. You really can't tell if you're in a city like Kyiv because, mm-hmm. People left the east and moved into Kyiv, even though some people left Kyiv and left the country, right? I mean, there's more people in Kyiv now than there were when the war started. That's why the traffic's so bad.
Whoa. Okay,
but that's the joke, right? I'd say maybe I've heard 20%. Most of it's females, just females have left. Males of conscription age could not leave, right? And if you try to avoid the draft here You can get stopped at a checkpoint. They'll check your ID, ping you with some facial rec. If you've been dodging your conscription notice, they'll pick you up on the spot.
Couple more texts. Here's one that says, what is the current state? Oh, this is Mark the historian. Hi, Mark. What is the current state of Russia's troops? Conscripts don't last long in the field. Their morale can't be good.
Their morale's pretty bad. It's not that they don't last long at all. So they call them meat assaults, and they get 5 days of training, and then they throw them in the front and send them on a meat wave, and they get killed. Yeah. And they just keep piling in more. It's like fighting zombies. You've seen some of the pictures of these guys I've sent you, and they're just, you know, not a tooth in their head.
Look like
the ones we
University
capture. The ones we capture, the first thing I tell everybody is just assume they have tuberculosis and hepatitis and AIDS.
Jeez.
Just assume.
Oof.
So, yeah.
God, that's horrible. Here's a text that says, are the reports not accurate that Russia is making advances in the East?
And it's funny because you hear reports that they make advances, but those advances could be 100 meters. Or 50 meters.
Wow.
And they may advance on one side of a village, and we may advance and just basically cut them off the next day and have a pocket, what we call a cauldron, and then we just eliminate them inside the cauldron, right? Mm-hmm. They either surrender or they die. So you don't hear about those, but it's happening a lot. We're about to close another one pretty close to where I'm at right now. So hopefully we can track about 2,500 more of them in there and deal with them accordingly.
A couple more quick ones before we let you go, brother. Here's a text that says, have you met Zelensky?
I have. It's funny you mentioned that. I have met him.
How did that go for you? Tell us about it if you can.
I just a handshake, met the guy that basically is chief of staff. And was in a meeting with him. Zelensky's office is right next to his office. Just happened to have the door open, said hello. This is in 2022, right? So this is a while back. He wouldn't remember me.
I bet he meets a lot of people. Yeah.
He meets a lot of people, man. So, hopefully next time I see him, we'll be at a victory parade.
Oh, man, that'd be awesome. Did you, I can't remember if I'd asked you about this. Did you ever watch the TV show that he was on before the war, before he became president? You ever see any of that?
So my wife did. I'm just so busy. Every day I sit down, I say, I'm going to start watching that. And,
I think, Matthew, we all understand if you have to spend your day hunting down beats and dodging drones, you know, maybe at the end of the day, you just want to go to sleep instead of watching President Zelensky's old sitcom, right? I think we get it.
Yeah, I actually have a video to send you. I forgot to send it the other day. There was a drone about 40 feet away from me looking around for us. So I need to send that to you.
Hey, yeah, too. I did want to ask you, too, about, and we do have to draw to a close here, so go quick. We spoke like a month or so ago about these Russian spies or some kind of spies that were like up in your business in the city, assassinating people. You know, the guy who's dressed up as a delivery, like a DoorDash guy, and he shot the speaker dead in the street. Is there anything else like that lately, or did they kind of put
still
a stop
going
to that?
On, man? Still going on. They're still putting bombs underneath people's vehicles, and you know that's. That's why they sent a lot of us. They hurried and got us all out of the big cities, and we're back at the front. And so if we rotate off the front, we don't rotate back to the city anymore. Mm-hmm. So, and by the way, I wanted to let you know that I got a care package. I sent you a picture. The guys here are hooked on community coffee, the instant. So we've been drinking the hell out of it.
Community coffee, so, that's the official coffee of WWL. You guys are drinking that over
look
there?
Look at that.
How about that?
Yes.
Wow, they're going to love to hear about that.
Man.
That's awesome.
They were drinking that Nescafe red mug, and I was like, hey, man, that's garbage. Let's we graduated to communion, and they were like, "What's that?" And they were like, "Ooh,
oh, you ooh. Sweet summer children, you have no idea what you're in for.
Yeah,
sit down,
no idea.
Enjoy a cuppa."
Yep.
Fantastic. Man, I hate that we have to stop, but we do have to stop. Just last thing you want to say to our audience before we let you go, and we'll catch up with you again in another month or so?
Yeah. Just thanks for all the support. Try to focus on more than one source of news here. Mm-hmm. Again, another good source of news would be the Kyiv Independent.
I love Kyiv Independent.
If you want to look online. Yes.
Great.
So, yeah.
Every time we talk to you, man, I get a ton of texts. You know, here's one that says, "This is unbelievably informative and raw. The whole world should hear this. God bless Matthew. Matthew is amazing." And you really are. And we're so grateful to get a chance to
thanks.
Speak with you like this. And God bless and stay safe, man. We'll talk soon.
Appreciate it, man.
Send me a picture of that community coffee. I want to see that. We'll come back and have just a few minutes before we have to hand it off to news at 2 o'clock. Then we'll do the news bomb. Lots more to get to today. I'm not going anywhere, neither should you. Don't touch that dial. Be right back. Here's a text from Joe in Biloxi who says, "Good afternoon. How about those Saints and LSU Tigers? Maybe you should start talking about playoffs earlier in the season." Playoffs? Go Ole Miss Rebels. Well, thanks for that, Joe. We will be talking more about that in the next hour. Did LSU move too quickly in firing Brian Kelly? Did the Saints move too quickly in benching Spencer Rattler? We can talk about that all the rest of the afternoon. Get it off your chest. Here's the news with Chris Miller. Don't change that dial.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What's up, guys? It's Candace Dillard-Bassett.
And I'm Michael Arsenault. And this is Undomesticated.
We're putting it all on the kitchen table and inviting you to the function. Follow and listen to Undomesticated, available wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.